AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is set to announce another milestone in the fight against the coronavirus. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The White House says the president will announce 300 million vaccine shots have been administered in his first 150 days in office, well beyond his earlier goals. But he's in danger of failing to meet another, having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. A little more than 2 weeks away, the CDC says about 52% have received at least one dose. The vaccination pace has fallen sharply in recent weeks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris brought her vaccination message to the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta.
We just need to get the word out because we still have so many people who aren't really saying, I don't want to get it, but they're just like, I'm trying to figure out how to make it work, or I'm not sure.
The state of California is offering digital records of coronavirus vaccination that people can use to access businesses or events that require proof they got the shot. Antonio Guterres was unanimously elected for a second term as Secretary General of the United Nations. Guterres says mistrust cannot be the norm.
To rebuild trust is the way to make the impossible possible. If we remain divided, the impossible will remain impossible, and the fragilities of this world will translate themselves into bigger suffering for the people, especially the most vulnerable of the vulnerable.
Juneteenth celebrations in Mississippi and Alabama this weekend have been postponed because of a tropical weather system that is moving into the Gulf Coast. Catholic bishops approved overwhelmingly the drafting of a teaching document many of them hope will rebuke Catholic politicians, including President Biden, for receiving communion despite their support for abortion rights. Opponents say this will portray bishops as partisan. This is AP News. Ohio's governor is worried about low vaccination rates and how it could affect students.
On a playing field in Columbus, Ohio, high school coaches and athletes urged students to get vaccinated. Sonny Stiles is a nationally ranked safety on the football team for Pickerington Central High School.
You don't want to be that guy that would end your teammate's season.
The state of Ohio's coronavirus dashboard reports that only about 47% of the population has started on their vaccines. In some counties, the figures are more like 28 or 30%. Governor Mike DeWine says there was a 43% bump in vaccination rates attributed to the Vax-a-Million promotion in May, but that those numbers have tapered off.
The weeks after that have not been as spectacular, certainly at all.
He's concerned about pockets of the state with lower vaccination rates.
It threatens their ability to have school without interruptions.
I'm Jennifer King.
The virus death toll in Brazil is about to reach 500,000, second in the world behind the United States. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.